I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for April 1st, 2019 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Here.
Mr. Fry?
Here.
Mr. Hayden?
Here.
Ms. Houseman?
Distracting.
Here.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. We welcome all of you, especially our special guests here, to our City Council meeting. For the students in the back, if you have any questions during the course of the meeting, raise your hand, and I'll recognize you at the right time. With that, we invite you all to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capellini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item three, additions to the agenda. Based on your committee of the whole report that was distributed to your places, ordinance 35-2019 to be a part of committee reports, 16C, if the President Council chooses to put it there. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do see that in 11 and 12, we have referrals to the Utilities Committee, so I will want to schedule a Utilities Committee meeting at that point as well.
Are there any additional items for members of City Council?
Mr. Mayor, based upon the outcome of the Safety Committee meeting, there was discussion and recommendation to provide another Safety Committee meeting for a community update in the near future regarding the DORA.
Right, we should schedule that meeting. We'll do it, schedule that meeting as a part of 16B then. And it will be an informational meeting. Any additional items for members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Snore is absent on vacation, a vacation that was scheduled before he was appointed chief, so he's on his way with his family right now. Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And as you've undoubtedly noticed, Mrs. Brining is not here tonight, and the Assistant Law Director is filling back in. He's very familiar to all of us. Mr. Moan is in the Law Director's chair.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
And moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on March 18th. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of the meeting minutes from Sylvania City Council meeting held on March 18th, 2019, as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from March 18th, 2019, as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved as submitted. Agenda item five, we are very fortunate to have with us tonight, so we can wish her well. Becca is going to represent Sylvania, Becca Yang, a fifth grader at Highland Elementary School, through competition, has won the right to compete at Augusta National Golf Club, and will be participating in her age group in different golfing skills. And this is not a first time win for her, first time to Augusta, but she has a hassle of medals here that she has won in the past. So we congratulate you on your successful part, and we wish you all the best coming this Sunday as you compete. We are honored to have you representing our community in Augusta, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yep.
It's my bucket list thing.
To do that?
To play at Augusta, yeah. No, just anytime.
There's the ticket to Augusta, see?
All you gotta do is get a 10-year-old.
Right. Who hits a golf ball better than I do?
Yeah.
Probably. All right. Moving on to agenda item six. This is an item we've had on the council agenda for several consecutive meetings. It's zoning amendment 1-2018 for 4713 King Road from Bruce J. Frondren Senior. Do we have any report on that, Kevin?
No, we did reach out to Mr. Frondren again, over the course of the past 2 weeks. And, they still aren't ready with, revisions and the information that, council's requested. And so he has to continue to be training.
All right. I think we'll just put, add it to the agenda for the next meeting.
He did, I'm sorry, Mayor, I don't mean to interrupt. He did indicate that he hopes to have everything complete by the next meeting.
All right. Thank you. Agenda item seven is a report from the service director concerning the Ohio Department of Transportation Maintenance Agreement number 30809 with the city of Sylvania. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. During the construction of the river trail, we had a repair that was made to some storm sewer that are in between the northbound and southbound lanes. That area is the area that we pay an annual fee to. It's part of, the annual fee that we pay to ODOT, each year. Our current agreement is at $32,000. Those repairs, because our contractor was on site and, had the equipment in place, ODOT.
We need to do this one.
Requested us to go ahead and make the repairs, and so we did so, with the intent that they would, reimburse us those costs, which they also do during the presentation. ODOT funding and money pool being the way they are, it's difficult to get from one place to another. They have had internal trouble trying to get this through their budget process. And so what they have offered is a group of, reimbursement to just waive our 2019, maintenance fee. It is a very good agreement for the city of Sylvania. The repair wasn't near our annual contract cost. So, I would recommend approval of this amendment and take the credit that they're offering.
Just to say a few more words, our agreement that we pay $33,000 for, that is so that we do not have to go down on the expressway with our snowplows, as some communities do. I know that Worthington, Ohio, you go through there and the signs are out that it's Worthington maintenance, but I'm glad that we don't have to go out there and do that. However, in exchange for that, we also do go and plow outside our city limits. Sometimes you might see that happening on Alexis or Monroe Street. We go farther east until we can get to where the city of Toledo plows come to, because Sylvania Township does not have to do it. So we do it. So I'm very happy. I wish we could make the deal $7,600 every year. Keep working on it. Keep this lady's name.
Yes.
Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 28-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a first amendment to agreement number 30809 between the state of Ohio, Department of Transportation, and the city of Sylvania for the maintenance of US 23 within the city limits, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 28-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 28-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 28-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 28-2019 is approved. Agenda item 8 has to do with providing an easement for waterline improvements to the Veterans Memorial Field Child Care Improvement, or Center, which is the old kindergarten building, I believe, the orange brick building that sits on the south property line of that, it's been improved many times. Mr. Allen?
Correct, Mr. Mayor. Sage Yard is, they are now the owners of that property. For a long time, the school district owned the property, and there were some lease agreements between Sage Yard and the school, a sublease agreement between us and Sage Yard for some of the operations up there. Sage Yard is looking to make some improvements to that child care center, including the grounds around it. We have a water line that goes between Woodrow and Central Park on that property, and when we started into this project, our water department indicated to us that that water line has had several breaks through the years, and while everything is going to be tore up, it might be the time to replace that water main and be done with it. In the course of that design, we discovered that the water line was placed there, but there was never a formal easement agreement put together for the water line to be on that property. As long as Sage Yard owns it, it probably won't be an issue, but who knows what's going to happen with property at any point in time, and so we thought we should probably memorialize that easement and get that in place. And so with the document that you have before you is that easement. Sage Yard's board has already approved it. We would recommend its approval. It has nothing to do with the easement, but our crews will actually be replacing that water main. We won't be utilizing a contractor for that. We'll be in-house staff.
How old's the water main?
It is 70. Well, it was put in the 70s.
So it was? Okay.
We're right at 50 years old.
When did we switch from cast iron to... What do we use now, PVC?
Ductile. We went from cast iron to ductile. All of that switch was done in the late 60s, early 70s.
Sorry.
In this area. Some other parts of the country. But most of ours was done in the 60s.
Okay.
Sorry. Mr. Allen?
Go ahead.
Is there any cost associated to this that we incur, or can you bring me up to speed on that? I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
There's no cost on the easement. Okay. Yeah, it's just a dollar.
At the construction and maintenance of the water line?
Yeah, that's construction and maintenance, that will be ours. We'll have the material cost, and that's the only cost that we'll have in it, because by our crews doing the work.
Okay. Mr. Hanum, you ask about the age of the water line.
Yeah.
I can't vouch for that, but the building was built in the 1960s, and it was termed as a portable classroom building. There's one built at Memorial Field, but there's still another one erected at Stranahan. There used to be one at Central that was tied into the main building, and they actually built around it at Hillview at one time. So there were several of them built around the district, but that's the only standalone one that's
left. Was
that
from Maplewood? No,
there was a metal building at Maplewood, that was older than that was there until they tore it down.
Okay.
So now that one was built right there. They're called portable, but they have bricks on them. They're not portable.
Mr. Mayor, my recollection from being on the school board is that these all were built to accommodate the growth spurt that the Sylvania community
that
went through
exactly right.
Between 1960 and 1970, that the population of school-aged children increased so dramatically that they needed to have space in the school building, so they made freestanding kindergarten.
The really good thing about these buildings is that they have sloping roofs rather than dead level roofs.
Mm-hmm.
They drain better and they last longer.
Yep.
All right. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 29-2019. All members of council have received copies in advance. I'll read by title only. Accepting an easement from the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, Sage Yard, for the construction and maintenance of a water line, waiving the second and third rate readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 29-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 29-2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 29-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 29-2019 is approved. Agenda item 9 is to award a contract for the Woodstream Farms Resurfacing Phase 1 project. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On March 22nd, we received 5 bids on this project. The lowest bid was submitted by Gherkin Paving out of Napoleon, Ohio, with a bid of $268,816.65. Our engineer's estimate on the project was just over $319,000, so good bids, and there were 3 bids within about 10% of each other. So Gherkin Paving is a well-known, well-respected company. They've been around forever. And they've done other projects for us in the city, and we would have no problem with them doing this project. So we would recommend awarding the contract to Gherkin Paving for the Woodstream Farms Resurfacing Project.
These roads are very much in need of this improvement work, and they are in our budget. If there's no questions, Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 30-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Accepting the bid of Gherkin Paving, Inc., and awarding the contract for the Woodstream Farms Resurfacing Phase 1 project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $268,816.65, appropriating funds, therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that ordinance number 30-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 30-2019.
Second.
It is moved and seconded that ordinance 30-2019 be passed as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 30-2019 is approved. Agenda item 10 is also an issue coming from the service department. This is for sanitary sewer easements west on Sylvania Avenue to serve new development. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Timberstone Veterinary is a new vet office animal hospital that is going in on the southwest corner of Sylvania and Silica. That is our sanitary sewer service area. The sewer currently stops just east of Silica Road, or right at Silica Road, really. And so the sanitary sewer needs to be extended down to be able to serve these properties. There's no room within the existing right-of-way to be able to install the sanitary sewer, so they're installing it back off of the right-of-way. Because it will be a public sewer, we'll be the ultimate owners of that sewer, and so we need easement agreements with the property owners along that route. There are A, B, and C. Are all associated with the same project. It's just 3 different property owners, so we need 3 different easements. So the first easement is between the city and Silica Valley LLC, and we would recommend its approval.
These are in the township?
Yes.
Did we invite them to the annex?
Those discussions have been had in the past with the property owners, yes.
Okay.
We'll start with ordinance 31-2019. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 31-2019. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Accepting an easement from Silica Valley LLC for the construction and maintenance of a public sewer, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 31-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 31-2019.
Mr. Mayor, just to be clear, and they were not interested in annexation? What's our obligation to extend this sewer line?
Mr. Hanum, if you recall, a number of years ago, the matter of extension of sewer into the township was litigated. It's tied up in what we refer generically as the Bates decision.
Yeah.
Where there are two issues, one of which that really applies to this one is that I think erroneously the court determined that we obligate ourselves to provide sanitary sewer to the township without the precondition of annexation. That has been something stuck in my craw for a number of years. That's not to say that it is settled forever, but it is settled temporarily that we cannot ultimately refuse the extension of services into the township for sewer. Water's a different story.
So we're obligated to...
That's what the Bates decision as upheld said.
It's been a while since I've read the Bates decision.
Yeah, there's two prongs. One is that it does not say that there's nothing in there about compelling annexation, and the second was an obligation to extend this that service.
What if we just don't want to extend service?
That would poke the bear.
That was what?
That would poke the bear. That's not a legal term, but bring up a number of issues that we've been trying to resolve for a long time.
Is this property is it adjacent to city property? Across the street is the
Lock it up.
Is that in the township?
Some of it.
Only the last piece that was developed. The original.
So it is adjacent.
I believe it is adjacent.
I was trying to look it up on the map real quick.
I believe it is.
Which corner of that intersection again? You said
it's the southwest corner.
The southeast would be still in the township as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is still in the township.
But it's adjacent if it's across the street.
I haven't looked. I would.
Maybe we ought to refer this to zoning and annexation to look at the map.
Let me ask a question tangential to that. This is a privately held property, is that correct?
Yes.
And this is a private company that wants to develop it into a business? Into a business, okay. I guess rather than, I mean, you can do what you want, but I think it seems unreasonably punitive at this late time to put this on a project that probably needs a go-ahead to at some point to be successful. So I'd be reluctant to support any.
Do we know that?
No. Mr. Allen, you have any knowledge of that?
They have moved, they have done some foundation work and things of that nature on the site.
I understand Mr. Hamm's point, and I support it. I think it would have been helpful to maybe catch this a little further upstream. But I'm not sure I want to be creating a reputation that we get in the way of projects like this as a surprise.
Well, you know, this is clearly a business as well.
What is this, this project? Yeah, it's a business, right? We're going to put people to work there.
Kevin, directly, that's a T intersection, correct?
Yes.
Yep. And directly across from it where is that in relationship to the driveway back to the Schwartz property? Is the Schwartz property to the right?
Schwartz property would be to the west.
West of that T?
Yes.
Okay, that may very well be running.
Based on this, I would feel more comfortable at least tabling it until the mid-April meeting so we can talk about this in zoning and annexation. Based on the discussion here, I'm not sure that I feel comfortable voting on it. It seems like there's some unanswered questions around the table. And I think it would be better for us to do the appropriate work on this on the front end than to vote on it before we have all the facts figured out. That's my opinion.
If we do do that, I would ask the law director, you could pass this along, to come to that meeting with some sense of what our legal future might be if we decided to, in some way, not extend the sewer to this property. It sounds to me like the question I have is this putting us in a position to relitigate the Bates decision?
I think it's a fair question to have a more complete answer. I think a preliminary is probably going to remain the same.
Okay, well, I just have Mrs. Browning come prepared to talk about that, please.
That's fine.
Yeah, I want to be smarter about this before we make this decision. So I'd move that we table the motion until our next meeting.
And refer it to committee?
Move to table it and refer it to committee.
Second.
Let me clarify, move it to the
Zoning and Annexation Committee.
Yes. All right, we were ready to take a second vote on Ordinance 31-2019. It has been stopped by this motion, and as this motion for all three of these ordinances, as I assumed it was, I just wanted to clarify that for the record. So the motion on the table is to table ordinances 31, 32, and 33, 2019, for referral to the Zoning and Annexation Committee for further research and recommendation. All in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those are tabled and referred to the Zoning and Annexation Committee. Mr. Hinnom, would you like to try and set that meeting now?
Sure. we could do it. Could we do it next Monday at the end of the work day?
I'm out of town until Tuesday the 9th.
Could we do it on Wednesday at the end of the work day?
I
might need to share.
I don't know. I'm flexible. My work day ends pretty late. But what, I'm trying to accommodate staff, too, is what I'm thinking. Okay.
What about the 11th, Dave?
How about the 11th?
In the morning?
No.
I could do it in the morning, too.
I can't.
You can't. I was just...
What about the evening?
I can't.
That doesn't work, Mary? Okay.
We do it Monday the 15th at 5:30.
Does that give us enough time to process our information? I mean, I'm happy to do that, but what about Monday?
All right, let's go
morning,
back.
Monday morning the 15th. We've gotten good at that. 7:30.
Thursday's right? The mud hens, right? So that won't work. What about Friday the 5th early?
No, I'm gone.
You're gone the 5th.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Where are you going? Me too. See you there. Yeah. I'll buy a beer. Nice talking to you.
Okay, so we can't do the morning of the 10th, 11th, or 12th. Is that right? We don't have any mornings.
I won't be there on the
Tuesday. I'm okay with the 15th. I mean, the DORA, I'm going to try to schedule the DORA, but it's more informational. I don't think that'll take more than a few minutes, maybe 30 at the most. I was figuring about a 7 o'clock start time for.
We have a safety committee meeting, I think, on the.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to schedule for the 15th.
Okay, that's
for the DORA.
6:30.
Well, that's what we were going to recommend, but the more I think about it, I'm not sure we need the full hour.
Okay.
Well, you could schedule it for 6, and then schedule this for 6:30, and if we need a little extra time for DORA, we can just start late. For the zoning
time
annexation.
What time are you thinking?
His at 6 and yours at 6:30.
Okay.
I don't know how much time this is going to take.
I don't either, because I haven't thought about it enough. And I apologize that I didn't catch this morning. But you'll be back.
For what day?
Are you on for, before the 15th?
I got the same day he is, apparently.
No, no, no. I'm back on the 8th at night.
Tuesday at night, same here.
So we're talking about the 15th, though.
So you have an opportunity to consult with Leslie, which would be appreciated. Okay. All right. Well, let's go for the 15th.
Call it
6. You want to, why don't we schedule them both for 6?
Yeah, that's a, we've done that before. That's a great idea.
Which one is first? Zoning?
We'll flip a coin.
Well, no, we need to make our community members.
No, I know. I'm just kidding around. I was just kidding. I think the Dora was should probably be first. I don't know that that's going to take quite as long, potentially, as this conversation.
Why don't we officially set your safety committee meeting here at the same time?
That works.
Rather than waiting for 16B to do it.
That works for me, Mayor.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is hereby ordered to post those meetings. Mr. Hannah moved, and I
think. I did, yeah.
Mr. Fry
did, okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to talk to the students for a minute. There's a couple of things that you should know. First, we were rattling right along passing ordinances, and we pass ordinances with two motions. The first, to waive the second and third readings, which are required by our charter, because in the past, people didn't have Xerox machines or internet to read them in advance. And if council votes with 5 or more votes, they can pass it as an emergency rather than in 3 consecutive meetings. So you're going to hear a couple more ordinances that we'll pass tonight. Mr. Hayden stopped it before we passed or voted to pass as an emergency measure for Ordinance 31-2019 because he wants to refer this to the Zoning and Annexation Committee for further thought and bring it back 2 weeks from tonight.
Tonight is our third Monday of the month, and so it's going to come back then. I think it might be appropriate for you to hear that the different committees around this table, committee work is done away from the City Council meeting night and can go into greater detail and bring recommendations to this meeting. Mr. Hanum is zoning and annexation chair. So with that, I'd like to start with Mrs. Capolini, and you can hear the other 8 committees of council there are, or the other 7. There's a total of 8.
So I'm chair of Parks and Forestry.
And I'm Patrick Richardson. I'm chair of streets.
I'm Mary Westfall. I'm chair of utilities and chair of finance.
I'm Sandy Husman, and I'm chair of buildings and grounds.
I'm Mark Fry, and I'm the chair of the safety committee.
And I'm Mark Lutke. I chair the human resources and community relations committee.
Okay. That's a lot. Any questions before I move on? Okay. We are now down in the agenda to agenda item 11 because these others have been tabled for tonight's meeting. So agenda item 11 has to do with a street banner over Main Street as requested by Lord's University. That's why the cable ran across there a few years ago, and they would like to say, as it is in your council pack, congrats, Lord's graduates. This one seems pretty automatic to me. We want to do this. Mr. Sanford and I and a city planner that Lord's brought to a meeting at the library last week talked about making better connections between Lord's University and our downtown, and this is one of the paths that President Marianne Gowalik of Lord's has chosen to bring the two centers of activities together. We might need a better physical path, and we are working on that. Mr. Hanem, this is really yours. Ordinance 34.
Yes, Mr.
2019.
I'm thinking about the last one. I apologize. Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of ordinance number 34-2019. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the banner application of Lord's University, authorizing the zoning administrator to indicate such approval on behalf of the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 34-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of ordinance number 34-2019 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance 34-2019 be passed as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 34-2019 is approved. We are now to agenda item 12, and 12 and 13 really run together. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 12 addresses our codified ordinances, sections 925 and 929. We have edited those sections of our code, updated them. Much of those two sections, they address our sanitary sewer system, and much of those sections had not been had any updates since their original, I shouldn't say original, since 1977, so quite some time. We updated them to today's standards, today's guidelines. We changed the way some of our fees are calculated. The original, the text that's from 1977 included text that was required as part of a US EPA grant that was obtained for construction of the trunk sanitary sewer. Those guidelines were required to be to remain in place for 30 years. 30 years has since passed, and so that language and those methods aren't applicable today. So that was modified. We kind of took a cue from when we did the water ordinance updates, and council wanted much of the day-to-day functions, the sewer tap information, the type of pipe and things like that. Council wanted that removed from the ordinances and would just handle that as a rule with the contractors that perform that type of work. So we did the same thing here on the sanitary sewer side as you had requested on the water side. So we are requesting review and ultimate approval of these items, and are willing to meet and discuss them at any time. Item 13 has to do with our storm sewer assessment. Our current assessment method is based on front footage and is at 40 cents per front foot. What we are proposing is that we modify that so that we assess our storm sewer based on impervious area or hard surface area. Today, a lot that has 300 feet and is all grass pays the same, same storm sewer assessment as another lot that's 300 foot but is all asphalt and building. The lot that has grass doesn't discharge anything to storm sewers, essentially, while the lot with the asphalt and roof, everything is discharged to the storm sewer. So what we're proposing is that we modify the assessment method to more of a user-based system. If you have more hard surface that puts more storm water into the system, you would pay more than someone that doesn't. We have the system in place. We have what is called an equivalent residential unit, and we can explain that during the meeting and how that correlates to other commercial properties based on how much impervious surface there is. But we'd like an opportunity to speak to the committee on both of those issues.
So So these are both for referral to the Utilities Committee so that Service Director can explain the changes in more detail and a recommendation can be made to council. It will affect the ditch maintenance assessments on probably every parcel in the city. But it will be a more realistic approach as to the impervious surfaces involved. I think we need a motion to refer these modifications to the Utilities Committee.
I move that we refer the modifications for the Sylvania Codified Ordinances as well as the ditch maintenance assessment to the Utilities Committee.
Second. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Would you like to try and schedule a Utilities Committee meeting?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just as a point of clarification, Mr. Aller, my sense from our discussions is that you would like us to at least get the ditch maintenance assessment conversation going while we'll discuss both issues and the Utilities Committee. Your hope is that we could have some decision on ditch maintenance by our next council meeting if possible. Fair?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
Right?
The ditch maintenance assessment does have some time constraints on it because of how the clerk needs to file paperwork in order to have all of the information to the county auditor by the first part of September. But there are some timelines prior to that that really the sooner we can have a decision on that one, the better off we are. So that one, there is some urgency to the codified ordinances. There's no time restraint on that. That one can,
okay.
I don't want it, I prefer that it not drag out for, you know, for too long, but that doesn't have the same time need that the storm sewer does.
Okay. Well, and if we can get through both of them in one meeting, we certainly will, Mr. Aller. But just for our point of reference, I wanted to make sure I understood the timing.
Yes.
So the Utilities Committee would be myself, Mr. Fry, Mrs. Husband, and Mr. Richardson. I'm looking at possibly 7:30 meetings on April 8th or 9th, ideally, possibly the 11th. Do those dates work for?
Unfortunately, out of town the 8th as well. I know it's very inconvenient.
You're not going to be in Hilton Head, are you?
How about
in Los Angeles?
What's going on with this council? Nobody's inviting me on any vacations. Okay, where do you want to go? Monday, April 15th, would that work? In the morning?
In the morning?
Is that enough time, do you think?
That's a council meeting.
In the morning, though. I'm talking about. We just try to keep you going. Remember, we're planning a vacation.
Okay.
Will that work?
I've got a. It's probably not going to work. I need to be about an hour and 40 minutes away at 10 a.m. that day. So that's a. Unless you want to meet really early.
No. How about Wednesday, April 3rd? Any chance?
I could do the 3rd.
You're talking morning?
Morning, sorry.
Well, that's all right. I can do morning. I can
Let's do 7:30 on Wednesday, April 3rd. Will that work for you, Mr. Aller? Okay. So I think right here is fine. Is that
Which committee is this? This is Utilities?
You're okay for the meeting? We'd rather have it up in your office. Might be easier for you to have your records.
Have service because I'd be able to put your something records. On our overhead.
Yeah. In the service department conference room?
Yes.
So in the service department conference room at 7:30, and we need a motion on that, correct? So I'm going to move that we have a Utilities Committee meeting on Wednesday, April 3rd at 7:30 a.m. in the Utilities Conference Room.
Second.
Or service department conference room, I guess.
Motion is to schedule that Utilities Committee in 2 days, Wednesday, April 3rd at 7:30 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll post that quickly.
Can we do it? Can we do it or no?
We post it on the clerk's bulletin board, and we probably put it on the website as well.
What time do you come in? Usually 9 o'clock?
No, she's
Eight.
There sooner.
Eight.
I think that'll be all right.
Okay.
We're going to chance it.
Okay, 7:30.
7:30.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 14. You have in your council packets a letter from me appointing William Pitson to be Sylvania's representative on the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority Board. As you know, our current representative for the last year, or last 4 years, Kurt Ludwig, asked not to be reappointed for personal reasons. He just did not have the time. It was taking more time than he was expecting, and asked not to be reappointed. He did serve as chairman of the Finance Committee down there. Sylvania has a history of appointing financial people to that board, and they usually end up being chairman of the Finance Committee. Mr. Pitson meets that requirement, but he also talked to me. We talked at length about how he feels about public transportation and the future of public transportation and the shortcomings of TARDIS system and their public relations department at the moment. I think he will pitch right in and go to work on that board trying to find some new direction to move TARDA forward. I was disappointed to see that Paula Hicks Hudson's amendment to the Ohio bill for the gas tax was taken out by the Senate and has been taken left out by the conference committee. But that would have been to have changed the system so that all members of TARDA did not have to approve allowing Lucas County to join TARDA. I don't know how to get around that. I talked to our state senator about it. She's not on the conference committee. I don't know whether they made any headway on that today or not. Doug, do you happen to know?
I do not.
They're trying to get it done in the next couple of days. They're supposed to have it done Sunday. They didn't get it done. So there is still a challenge. There's lots of challenges ahead for TARDA. They had fare increases take effect today. They've had service cuts take effect a couple of months ago. Mr. Pitson is a retired banker who is raring to go on this. He had hoped to be appointed to TARDA's board 4 years ago, but I accepted the recommendation of our then member of the board, Tom Ramsdell, to appoint Mr. Ludwig, who had personal feelings about public transportation as well, particularly for handicapped individuals. So I have appointed Mr. Pitson, and I ask for you to confirm that appointment.
Mr. Mayor, I move confirmation of the mayor's appointment of Mr. William Pitson to the Toledo Area Regional Transit Authority Board for a three-year term commencing January 1st, 2019.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the mayor's appointment of William Pitson to the TARDA Board for the next 4 years. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. It's a three-year term. My mistake.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I don't know how the appropriate way to do this, but you know, I'd like to convey our thanks to Kirk for his service. I know I caused him more than a few gray hairs on occasion, and he was always well informed and very good to deal with, and I appreciate his service. I'm sure we all do.
I think he did invest a lot of time. He tells me that he tried to meet with each of you individually last summer to talk about the TARDA requirements and needs. That was part of the time commitment that he could not face. His children were getting a little older, and he wanted to spend time with them. He also had an ill parent that he wanted to spend time with. He thought hard about the appointment and chose not to be reappointed. To answer your question, how to give him your thanks, I think you might want to have the clerk work on a letter with the president of council and send it. I have thanked him for his service, but I think coming from city council might be appropriate as well.
I'd appreciate it if you'd take that on, Mary.
That is a very difficult board to serve on. There are a lot of political appointees that are there representing special interest groups. Okay, thank you. Let's move on to agenda item 15. And I'm, the our new chief, Snorr, is not here tonight, and I did discuss this previously with Chief Snorr and with Chief Rodas. There are concerns about this liquor permit transfer. It's not changing location, but its ownership is changing. The names are on the back, and there were some concerns about some of the backgrounds of a couple of those people that the chief was investigating. And I would request that this be tabled until our meeting on the 15th as well. We need to have a response no later than April 15th, and we will get it postmarked. The clerk is going to postmark it that date and then stuff the envelope when she gets here and put it in the mail that night. I'm not sure what the administration's recommendation to you is going to be, but it was one of the few times I've had a chief of police say, wait a minute, I'm not sure that these people are appropriate. So we need to check on that.
So do we table this until the next meeting?
It's on the agenda, so it needs to be tabled, yes.
Mr. Mayor, move to table the notice of transfer of the D5 and D6 liquor permit until our next meeting on April 15th.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to table agenda item 15 for the liquor permit at 7625 to 7627 Sylvania Avenue. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for your patience on that one.
And this is to request a hearing, correct?
That's all we can do. And we may want to request a hearing. That's the latest I've heard from both chiefs.
Okay.
But a decision is still pending. Moving on to agenda item 16, committee reports. First was a report of the Streets Committee held on March 25th. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On March 25th, we had a Streets Committee meeting at 7:30 a.m. With the subject to address the 2020 budget as it pertains to the streets. In attendance were all members of the committee as well as all members of council, and the mayor, Kevin Aller, and Toby Schroyer. We got an overview on the pavement condition ratings and how they're assigned and what they mean. And we were all given maps to show the current and the 2016 and the 2018 pavement condition ratings. And we were informed that it is best to get to them, it is best to repair the street before they fall into the 50 percentile ranges. We were informed by the mayor that we have not done assessments for streets since the 90s, and we were told by administration that $2.5 million would be the ideal amount for annual road repairs. Let's see. We also talked about the gas tax on the state level, which could potentially add around $150,000 to the budget for streets. And this is not, we were also reminded by the mayor, this is not a financial crisis, but it is addressing a trend that that we are currently doing with our spending. And we adjourned at 8:45.
Thank you. I don't know what the president of council's intent is on this one, whether she's going to schedule another finance committee meeting in the next few months or not. Again, it's not a crisis.
I do think that we're all in agreement that there's not a crisis, and I do anticipate scheduling a finance committee meeting, but I'm not prepared to schedule that tonight.
We've scheduled a lot of committee meetings tonight. All right, thank you for your report. Any further comments or questions about the Streets Committee report? If not, moving along to 16B, the Safety Committee. Mr. Fry, you can make your report. However, your committee meeting has been set.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I inadvertently set the notes from the Safety Committee meeting for the 28th of March on my desk, telling myself not to forget them, so I actually forgot them. So I'm going to do this from memory, Mayor. The meeting was called to order at 7:33 a.m. In attendance were committee members, myself, Mark Fry as chair, Mrs. Westfall, Mr. Lukey, Mr. Hainem was absent due to a conflict at the last moment. Also in attendance were Mrs. Hussman and Mrs. Capellini as members of council. In attendance were also Mayor Stahl, Mrs. Brining, Mr. Aller, Chief Schnorr, and Mr. Sanford as well. So the meeting was focused on creating or considering modifications to the ad hoc committee report that Mr. Richardson and Mr. Lukey worked on. We had a public hearing. The results of the public hearing that we heard back from the community was concerns about a number of things, mostly focused on the lines of designation of where the DORA would be located and the particular hours of operation. After much discussion, we also had some conversation about, I think Mrs. Hussman is the one that brought up a conversation about making sure that whoever puts this together as far as the parklets, that whether that's DSA or some other organization, not the city, that they would have the liability, the insurance sufficient to be able to cover those liabilities. But the end result of that meeting was a couple of things. The consensus was to modify the hours of the DORA to be 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. to midnight every day of the week, just so that we'd start at those particular times. The next would be that we would have potentially an additional pocket park up on the north side of Maplewood, that the lines were drawn between the property where the Sodbuster saloon is at on the north side and the public right-of-way to Monroe Street on the south side, to the parking lot on the west side by the apartment building, which is basically where we anticipate the farmers market will end this year, and on the east side down across basically from the Reed Funeral Home property line to allow for additional potential seating along the streets on Maplewood for people to enjoy. So those were the two items that were most critical. The other thing that was put forward, it was to potentially put a sunset on it, an automatic 1-year sunset, so that we would be forced as members of council to consider this in a year to continue to have the DORA in force or not. It was also brought up during the meeting that we have the ability to modify the hours of operation or the days of operation if there were any changes or issues that might occur, or if we hear back from the community that they wanted to do so. Unless I'm going and missing something from my memory, if there's other members of council that go from memory, I think that that's it, and the meeting was adjourned at 8:43 a.m. And that's the extent of my memory.
Pretty extensive. Any questions for Mr. Fry? All right, and a public informational meeting concerning that DORA has been set for 2 weeks from tonight at 6 p.m.
And Mr. Fry, my understanding is that we directed the law director to prepare legislation based on the discussion at the meeting, is that correct?
That's
so when we get together at the safety committee meeting, we will have that document in front of us.
Correct.
I think it would be appropriate to decide the time of the DORA meeting, since it is a public informational meeting and we want to publicize it ahead of that date. I think it's appropriate to say it starts at 6, let the other meeting come second.
I think that's perfectly appropriate because it's informational in nature. Yep. To start that at 6. Mr. Hanna, are you okay with that and have zoning annexation after the end?
Absolutely.
Okay,
so we'll have the clerk publicize that date. And Bill, we might want to try to get something in the Blade backing up as well as something on the city's Facebook and websites.
Yeah, and just a point of information for council, there's, I believe, a meeting scheduled on Wednesday at 8 by some of the downtown 8 a.m. By some of the DSA stakeholders about moving forward, about them moving forward to find the funding for the parklets. So they've taken hold of this. You might know something about that, Mark. But it sounds to me like they're all in as far as trying to take ownership of the parklet concept.
All right. Moving on to agenda item 16C, Committee of the Whole report from this evening's meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There was a Committee of the Whole meeting this evening, April 1st, 2019, beginning at 7 p.m. The discussion was on the selection of a company to create the new city logo. All members of council were present, and from administration, we had Mr. Moan serving as the acting law director, Mrs. Booker, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Sanford, and Mayor Stow joined us as well. The meeting opened with Mary Westfall highlighting that three companies had presented in the past at a previous meeting for suggestions for logos and put a proposal together for our consideration. We had at that time narrowed it down to two companies to advance, Fuller Art House and Thread. Mr. Fry had not been able to join us at the previous meeting, so he did offer some input on his thoughts, sharing that he had the opportunity to speak with both of the remaining organizations and felt that both were very strong candidates and both of them had good proposals and could do a very nice job for us. He did indicate that he felt that based on cost and location in the city of Sylvania, those two items let him lean toward the Fuller Art House as his preferred choice. He did, again, indicate that both had strong proposals. There was some other discussion, very brief. Mr. Haina moved, Mrs. Capellini seconded that we award the Fuller Art Art House the new logo contract. That motion passed 5-2. There was some further discussion focused on thoughts on pros and cons. However, Mr. Haina moved to adjourn the meeting. Mr. Lupke seconded, and meeting adjourned at 7:10. So with that, there was some legislation prepared, and I'd like to introduce ordinance number 35-2019. All members of council have received copies in advance. And so I will read by title only, accepting the proposal of Fuller Art House to design a new logo for the City of Sylvania, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $2,900, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's moved and seconded that ordinance number 35-2019 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 35-2019.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 35-2019 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 35-2019 is approved. Are there any further committee reports to be made at this time? Agenda item 17, are there any committee referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, we'll go on to the informational item. You have an item there from the clerk of the Lucas County Commissioners. Mr. Moan, can you tell us what this one's about?
Sure. As council has acted, they've taken some action on this in the past in the process. There was a single owner annexation of the parcel, a 4-acre parcel behind Kroger for a missing gap section of that street that goes behind Kroger. That property owner desired to annex into the city. He passed legislation indicating the services that would be provided. A hearing was held, and Lucas County Commissioners granted that petition. There's certain time periods that are required before it goes through that process, and they have completed their time periods and forwarded the notice of a successful annexation to the city. We have a only remaining thing is to provide copies of this decision to the state of Ohio to complete the annexation into the city, and for all practical purposes, that's a completed annexation.
Thank you, Mr. Moan.
All right. That brings us to the end of our agenda for this evening. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So
it's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to its next meeting, scheduled for Monday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you for attending.